Good afternoon, good afternoon, and welcome to the Mystique's West Hour. I'm your host, Ray Frazier, and if you're listening to us for the first time, Mystique's West Hour is a metaphysical news magazine. What that means is that we're going to talk about a lot of things on this show, and perhaps some things that other shows won't talk about. And, you know, it's important for our audience to understand that there's literally no question that you can call up and ask us that we're not going to have an opinion on or an answer to. And so, yeah, if you have questions about anything that has to do with hauntings, near-death experiences, out-of-body experiences, UFOs, watching a show on the History Channel, discovering the giants, things like that, give us a call here at the Mystique's West Hour at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. And we'll be happy to give you an answer or an opinion or an idea about, you know, the question that you've asked. Now, one of the best things about the Mystique's West Hour is the fact that we also do free mini psychic readings. That's right. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call that number again. I'll give it to you once more, 646-378-0378, and I'll be happy to give you a psychic reading. If you have a specific question, I can address that. If you just want an overview, I can address that. Whatever it is that makes you feel comfortable, we're here on the Mystique's West Hour to try and help you find that peace of mind that comes from spiritual balance and spiritual harmony, and that's kind of what we're going to do today. Been a lot of things going on in the news lately since we met last time in November, and it's just so frustrating to me that I look around our world and, you know, for all the intelligence that exists on this planet, there's so much stupidity that it's hard to realize that educated people can be so naive and have such rigid points of view and be unwilling to accept truths or ideas or to work with other people simply because of the color of their skin. The events that occurred in Ferguson, some weeks ago, with the burning of the town, et cetera, makes me sick to my stomach because I know that in Ferguson, you know, there are a lot of, you know, very intelligent people, people who certainly did not hope to have, you know, their businesses burned down or anything like that. And now, in many cases, they've lost a lifetime dream. The thing that's ironic about that is that in many cases, the people who were doing the damage to the businesses, et cetera, were of African-American origin. But the businesses that they burned down, for the most part, were not owned by white people. They were owned by other African-American people. Now, I wonder how you can possibly think that you're going to prove a point to a white populace by burning down another black person's business. With the economy as bad as it is today and people struggling to get from day to day and pay the bills and the increased insurance that we have to pay and the health care that we have to pay and all those kind of things, what kind of mind could logically decide that I'm going to benefit my cause by burning down another person of the same ethnicity's business? It just breaks my heart because I know how hard it is to keep a business open, and if someone threw a brick through my window with a Molotov cocktail attached to it, I don't know what I'd do. I think I would be out of business forever. I don't have the money to, you know, rekindle the business, and I'm sure there's going to be people in Ferguson who feel the same way. I find it very difficult to believe that there's so many people who don't want to accept the opinions of the witnesses who actually saw the event, many of whom were also African-American, and who actually saw the event and recounted the event independently so that their story matched exactly what the officer said happened, and how all those thousands of people who damaged the businesses, torched the businesses, looted the businesses, you know, harmed other people, turned over police cars, why they didn't understand that this was probably a justified defense shooting. Now, I didn't see the evidence, so I don't know. I have to trust that there are intelligent people in the world, but when you consider that there were three or four African-American people on the grand jury, certainly they're not going to be looking for a way to defend a white police officer if they are indeed prejudiced. You know, and so it's one of those things where, you know, I think about it and I look around our world and our country and the way our government is running, and I get so discouraged by the fact that when I look to the future, I'm thinking, what are my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandchildren, what do they have to look forward to? Because if this world continues down the path that it's on, life is going to be pretty dark, and that's awfully frustrating to me, considering that we are the most prosperous, the most the richest farming country, the richest mineral country. Everything that is the best is here in the United States of America, including the greatest opportunities. That's why people want to come here. So I was not raised to be a prejudiced person in any way, shape, or form. My mom was Cherokee, and you know, she had a saying, I've never met a person I didn't like. And of course, that was a philosophy that my brothers and I were raised with. And to this day, I have many friends of all nationalities, all sexual orientations, and I don't make judgments based on a person's individual desires or individual needs. So I wonder if everybody out there that's listening today can just take a second, and you know, whether you go look in the bathroom mirror at yourself or you sit and ponder, you know, what's been going on in your world, I wonder how many of you can say, you know, I still have some work to do. I have some things that I need to dust off. I need some feelings that I have to adjust so that I can be more in harmony with the Christ consciousness that is going to make this world a wonderful, peaceful, one race, one species planet, without taking sides based on nationality or skin color or point of origin or anything like that. You know, because certainly once you get to know people in other countries, and if you've ever traveled to other countries, you'll know that what I'm saying is true. Once you meet people in other countries, you'll find out that they're not a very great deal different than what you are. And so that's my thought for the day. We got a couple other things that are coming up. I want to just very briefly cover a couple of things, and then I have somebody waiting for a reading, so I want to do that. My son is a member of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society at Schoolcraft College here in Michigan. And on December 19th, they're going to have a swing into service dance for disabled American veterans. Now, the tickets are only $15. It's on December 19th. It's at the Schoolcraft College. They have one of the best swing bands that you could possibly imagine going to be playing there. And all the money goes to benefit those disabled American veterans who may be a little short at Christmas time, that may not have the money or the opportunity to enjoy the holidays like the rest of us do. And so I would encourage you to, you know, get in line, make a call, invest $15, and come listen to this wonderful swing band at Schoolcraft College, December 19th. At 7 o'clock. It's in the Vista Tech Center, and I think you'll enjoy it a very great deal. If you want more information, give me a call here at Mystiques West at 888-367-8653. Now, some of you may know that I'm also involved in theater. Well, tomorrow night, our Christmas play, Rock and Roll Santa, opens at the Village Theater on Cherry Hill on Cherry Hill Road in Canton, the tickets for that are also $12. The general seating, if you have children who are still into Santa Claus, it'll be a great play, and you want to come and see that. It'll be Thursday and Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2 o'clock. Then the next week, we'll be moving the play to the Inspire Theater, which is at 5767 Executive Drive in Westland, Michigan. Ticket there is only $10. Again, the seating will be Thursday at 7, Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock. The money goes for a good cause, And I got to say, this is a great cast for a bunch of youngsters that have not had a tremendous amount of theater experience. There's some kids there that have a great deal of theater experience, and you certainly not want to miss out on the show. So if you have questions about that, you can also give me a call here at Mystiques West. I've got a call from Greena, Georgia. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Gina.
Okay, Gina. Do you have a particular question for me?
No, just a general reading.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about a couple of things. I first, before I go forward, I want to go back. Excuse me. Because when I look backwards to around the end of March, into the month of April, that's where things tended to start getting a little chattering, if you want to call it that, as though, you know, things started not being the way that you wanted them to be. It's as though you were talking and people weren't hearing exactly what you were saying or weren't understanding what you were saying. And that kind of continued through the summer months into the month of September. And right around the end of September, before we went into October, things kind of took a turn for the better. And I feel like there's a change in relationship energy approximately at that time. And that could be a relationship that has improved, one that's gotten better, one that perhaps has ended and started brand new with someone else. I mean, there's a lot of possible things that are going on there. And that's your future, okay? When I look at 2015, I feel like, I don't feel like all these things are going to be out of your, if you want to call it, out of your life at the same time. But I do believe that there's going to be some opportunities for you to advance more in the money area. And I wanted to say the word career, and they just said money. Are you working at the present time?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, it could be that you're going to get a raise or a promotion or something like that. But I feel like, you know, of course, in Georgia, it's not quite as cold as it is up here in Michigan, but I'm still feeling right around the end of February is where those pieces are going to start falling together. And then by the time the weather turns warm, which is the first of May up here, you just seem to, you know, not have it all going for you, but you're going to be a lot further ahead going forward into, you know, the summer months of 2015 than you've had this last year. This last year seems to have been pretty dark. Did you lose a female family member or a very close friend early in this year, like in maybe May or June?
No.
Okay. Because I have a greeting from someone who is pointing to that area of the year. And that could be birthday time, anniversary time, date of
birth. I know birthday.
Pardon me?
Birthday.
Okay.
Birthday, somebody that passed in May.
Yep.
I mean, their birthday's in May.
Yeah, okay. Well, that would be it. Okay. And so this is somebody that I think is close around you. And the funny thing about when I talk about it, I get a very sense of pride as though this person, you know, was very fearful. You know, people sometimes get very fearful of dying. And, you know, that causes us to really want to hold on to our place here in the physical world. But the reality is that once you complete your transition and you go home, then you realize that, you know, what you were holding on here is not really something that's worth having. So I just think that, you know, you've come out of a lot of the darkness. And that as you go forward, all I see is bright spots. And they seem to be kind of spread out as we go into 2015. But then they seem to get more and more and more and more until, you know, it's like if you had a polka dot on a page and then another one and then you added 10 more and then 20 more until finally the whole page is covered. And that's what your late 2015 is going to be. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us the call. I appreciate you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye. Well, if you'd like to get in line for a free psychic reading, give us a call here at the Mystiques West Hour at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. Now, I mentioned that, you know, things have been kind of crazy, you know, and early in the month of November, we had that snowstorm, nothing like what they had in Buffalo, but it was very, very blistering cold. And, you know, I don't know about you, but if you live in Michigan, and you went through the polar vortex, as they called it, last year, certainly that's not something you want to face again. I tell all my friends that when you can get a man to lose the novelty out of running a snowblower, it snowed too much. And that's kind of where I was at last year. I tried very hard to to get through the winter, but it seemed like every single day, even before I could come to work, I had to get out there and fire up that snowblower and get the sidewalks clean so that, you know, the people in the city were receptive to us and so on and so forth. And I was very fearful that we were going to have that going forward. And hopefully now they're showing, you know, 40s again on the weekend, and that'll take us to the middle of the December, and then hopefully we can get through December without it crashing and burning into the, you know, very, very cold weather, so that we can still have some opportunities to enjoy the time outside and not have to bundle up so much as we go to do that. Now, you're listening to the Mystique's West Hour. I'm your host, Ray Frazier. And Mystique's West is the Metaphysical Center. We've been in business since 1994. We're located at 36356 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. It's halfway between Wayne and Newburgh Roads. We're right next to a big Jimmy John's, and we've got monstrous signs outside, so you can't miss us. All you have to do is, you know, show up and or ask anybody in the area. We've been in this location since 1997, so anybody will know where we're at, and all you have to do is come on in. We do psychic readings. We have classes, and we sell some merchandise. Not as much as I'd like, but we are certainly going to be able to, you know, change that as time goes on. We were at one time, we were doing considerably better than we have been in the last few years, but things are finally starting to recover again, and you know, I'm very encouraged about that. But if you're listening from far away, you don't have to come in, because we do phone readings. You can call us from anywhere in the world, and we literally have clients that are all around the world. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us at our toll-free number at 888-367-8653. That's 888-367-8653. And someone here will be happy to give you a phone reading. The energy is the same whether you're present or on the phone, because everybody has a unique spiritual energy. It's like a universal fingerprint. There's only one of you in the whole world or whole universe. And as spirit mediums, everybody that works in Mystique's West is a spirit medium. We tap into your energy, and when spirit starts to show us the pictures that belong to you, we just relay them on so that you'll know that this message is for you. And we do have clients, like I say, that are all over the world. And we'd like to hear from you with questions or any statements or anything that might go through your mind. One of the classes we have takes place on Monday evening. Roger Little, one of our workers, teaches a class, a metaphysical discussion forum, where you can bring any topic that you want to talk about to the class and have an open discussion, not only with Roger, but with the other members of the group, so that you can get a great deal of information. Now, the fun thing about it is that in this group, there are people who are mildly experienced, and then there are people that are insanely experienced. They got a lot of background. They've been studying the metaphysics of the psychic world for decades in some cases. And so you might get a lot of information if you were to come to one of his classes than what you might anticipate. And, you know, everybody, it's a family type of event, and we don't really have an age limit. I mean, we can't, you know, just say, okay, everybody's 16 or older. No, if you want to bring your children, you can bring your children. But, you know, sometimes decorum is the right answer there, and if your children are old enough to understand, we'd certainly welcome you to bring them with you. On Wednesday nights, we have our public seance. Public seance is only $10, and everybody that comes will receive a message from someone in spirit. You get to make the call as to who it is that you'd like to talk to, and then one of the working mediums, or both of the working mediums, or all three of the working mediums, however many people are here, will give you a message from someone in spirit. And it's a very, I would call it a revealing event, because in many cases, we have no idea how profound the seance is going to be until we start it. And we've had some insanely cool seances where people came through and gave specific information that the person who's receiving the message knew only came from them. And we do have a great deal of experience with the public seance. I led the last three National Houdini seances with Sid Radner, both in Detroit and Las Vegas, trying to get in touch with Harry himself. And so that same expertise, that same experience is used when we have our public seances here. And everybody that's in the seances with us has been, you know, with me for quite some time. And so you're going to get a very experienced message when you come to our public seance. Now, if you want to get in line for a free mini psychic reading, just pick up your phone. Give us a call at 646-378-0378. Now, one thing I did want to cover, and I don't know if I covered it last month, I may have. As you can imagine, with all the websites and things like that being hacked, we got Act Two, and somebody stole our web address, which was mystiqueswest.com. I don't know how they did that. Of course, the provider doesn't know how they did that. But until July 24th of 2015, we are now mystiqueswest.net. That's right, mystiqueswest.net. And there's a great deal of information on our website that you'd want to tune in. That we have most of our helpful forms around there, our color blessing sheets. If you have questions about spirituality, et cetera, we also have the area on there where you can look up different forms that we use, et cetera, and use that information to help yourself as well. And, of course, you know, we're here available 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 11 to 7, Saturday from 11 to 6 at 356 Ford Road in Westland, Michigan. That's halfway between Wayne Road and Newburgh Road. You know, one of the reasons that I dislike the winter months so much is because it's so cold. And I guess when I was younger and a very active ice hockey player where I played ice hockey outside, et cetera, I had a great deal of information about the cold weather and things like that. I didn't have any problems with the cold weather. But now as I've gotten older, I turned 69 this year, we just had a cold spell that actually, you know, chattered my teeth, and naturally I got the creeping crud, which, as I mentioned earlier, I'm in the Rock and Roll Santa children's play at the Village Theater in Canton, and also at the Inspire Theater in Westland, and I play the big guy, and so I don't have time or energy to be sick or upset or anything like that. I just wonder why it is. It seems like sometimes when we've got the best things going for us that we get our legs taken out from under us and we have a difficult time, you know, getting through the things that we need to do. And that's kind of the question I have now is why does this happen like this to where there's no way I can possibly get rid of this entirely, even though I'm on some pretty serious pharmaceuticals to try and get me through the shows. But it just seems like, you know, spirit, you know, while I don't believe that they have an axe to grind with me or anything like that, it sure seems frustrating to me that, you know, when you get ready to do something like a beautiful play like this, that somehow or other there's always something that comes upside down and, you know, you have to deal with it. And, of course, having been a professional Santa for 52 years, you know, I'm kind of used to the idea, but still in all, I think how wonderful it would be to go through a whole presentation of 10 shows without having to deal with any sickness or illness or things like that. So kind of a funny thing. I'd be interested in knowing what you think about the weather. I'd also be interested in knowing if you had any ideas or things that might have to do with spiritual understanding, or if you would like to get a free mini psychic reading. All you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call here at Mystiques West at the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio at 646-378-0378. 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378, and I'll be happy to give you a free mini psychic reading as we go along. Been watching the shows about discovering things, and of course, if you watch the History Channel, they're always trying to discover something, and they spend a great deal of time roaming around trying to look for things that, you know, somehow they never seem to find. I don't know if you've paid any attention to that, but, you know, the show The Curse of Oak Island has been on for some time, and, you know, it's been on long enough. I think they've dug up the whole island and haven't found this pirate treasure chest that they were supposed to have had there. But it's always interesting to see what they do come up with. And one of the things I find interesting about it is the fact that they are constantly coming up with new ideas, new approaches, somebody who will have this philosophy or that philosophy. And, of course, when that happens, then, of course, everything changes. And people are, oh, my goodness, well, what about this, what about that, what about the other? And, of course, the whole idea is that sooner or later, they're either going to have to cancel the show or they're going to have to find this pirate treasure. And I kind of wish they'd find it. You know, I mean, it'd be something which would be very interesting if they would actually uncover it and say, here it is, this is, you know, Blackbeard's treasure chest, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not so sure that's going to happen. And it just seems to me like, you know, they do a lot of digging and haven't come up with anything. Yesterday I was watching this In Search of the Giants, which they're talking about a race that lived over 2,000 years ago here in the, you know, the northern United States, where people, the giants were over 8 feet tall, and they actually had a, what you call it, a society that went from coast to coast. And, of course, the Indians talk about these people, and, of course, some of the burial mounds are said to have, you know, the giants in them, et cetera. But, again, they are digging all over the place, but they're not really finding any giants. And I wonder what the heck, you know, is going to happen if they ever find one. Is the show, are they going to just say, well, we found them, the show's over? Or is the, if you want to call it, the absence of discovery of these giants what's keeping the show alive? You know, it's a funny thing. And when I look at the, if you want to call it, the shows that where the Ghostbusters are on, and the Ghostbusters have such a high rating, et cetera, et cetera. But yet when the Ghostbusters call in the spirits and the spirits respond, they seem totally freaked out. They're almost frightened as to, you know, they want to get into an argument with the spirits instead of trying to help the spirit to find its way home. You know, because there are spirits that are caught in the ethers, spirits that are trapped between the physical world and the spiritual world. And, of course, when that happens, that becomes a very complexing situation because they don't have a way to get home unless we help them. And so I found it very interesting that when I used to watch, I don't watch it anymore, but I used to watch, and they would get so frustrated that, you know, when the spirits would come through and the spirits would say certain things. And, of course, if you've ever done any research on EVPs, that's the silent voice that you hear from spirit, that can be recorded but isn't often heard, you know, with your physical ear, you know that there are spirits there. And these are spirits that could use a little help getting back through the white light and into the higher side of spirit. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing that they're at least making the people aware that spirituality exists, that the spirit exists, and that everybody has an opportunity to move forward and continue their journey of discovery into the spirit side of life. You have to excuse me. Creeping crud is acting up again. I'll try and keep it under wraps here, but as I mentioned, the cold weather, the disturbing weather, you know, has got me just before my play opens, so try and bear with me if you can. I do want to cover a couple things I covered a little bit earlier, and before I do that, I want to, for those of you who may be listening that would like to give us a call us up at area code 646 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. And I'll be happy to give you a free mini psychic reading right on the radio. If you have had readings with us before, we'd love to hear from you. If you are a customer of Mystiques West, we'd love to hear from you. If you have a question about how we run our business, I'd be happy to hear from you. Just give us a call here at 646-378-0378. Now, I mentioned that my son was a member of the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society at Schoolcraft College. And on December 19th at 7 o'clock, they are going to have a swing band, the Rhythm Society Orchestra, which is one of the best swing bands around. It's a 26-piece orchestra that plays the swing songs from the 40s and 50s, and it's a very, very beneficial type of event because the money goes for our disabled American veterans. What this means is that if you come, most of the money that you pay for admission is going to go to help these soldiers, these disabled soldiers who may not have the opportunity to actually have a wonderful Christmas like the rest of us would like to have. And so your contribution will be to buy a ticket. Your reward will be to swing dance and to listen to some great music. Now, I'm not much of a dancer because my back is real bad, but, man, I sure love to listen to them play. They play at Greenfield Village during Founders Day, the Old Car Festival. They've been there a number of different times, and they are class A. They are first rate. And so if you'd like to get some more information, you can call me here at Mystiques West at 888-367-8653 or locally at 734-729-8019. Or you can call the main office at 734-462-4422. That's 734-462-4422. To get information about the ticket price. The tickets are $15 pre-event and $20 at the door. It's a bargain at whatever price you pay because the band is really, really, really worth listening to. And, of course, remember, this is for a good cause where, in some cases, our government has deserted our veterans. These young folks have put their heads around raising money to help them, and I think it'd be a good idea for you to be there. Also, the play, Rock and Roll Santa, it's a children's play, is going to be held at the Village Theater in the Biltmore Studio beginning tomorrow night, Thursday, December 4th at 7 o'clock p.m. The tickets there are $12. Now, the Village Theater is located at 50400 Cherry Hill Road in Canton, and you can get more information by calling me up here at Mystiques West at 734-729-8019 or 888-367-8653. Also, you can get more information by going to www.cantonvillagetheater.org. We have shows there Thursday at 7, Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2 o'clock. After the show, you'll be able to get pictures taken with Santa Claus. And, of course, I know Santa Claus personally, so you'll get a really good picture. The following week, December 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, we will be at the Inspire Theater, which is located in Westland, Michigan. It's at 5767 Executive Drive in Westland. That's one block east of Hicks Road, H-I-X Road, which is just about a mile east of I-275 on Ford Road. It looks like an industrial park, but you turn in and you see a big sign for Inspire Theater. Very nice little theater, seats about 150 to 200 people, and these kids are worth the drive. So we'd encourage you to pick up the phone, make a call. Call me here at Mystiques West or stop by the theater and pick up your tickets because tickets there are only $10, and the play is, there's two separate casts. One cast does one day, one cast does another day. Some of the more experienced actors are in both casts, but the play is great, and I'd love to see you there. And again, probably after the play, you're going to get to take pictures. I've got another caller here on the line, so I'm going to take this call here. And hello, Kathy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. You want a general reading?
Yes, please.
Okay. One of the things I feel right off the bat, and I don't know what happened at Thanksgiving, but I feel like there was a miscommunication or a mix-up of something that happened right at the Thanksgiving time, right in the final planning stages that kind of turned things upside down. But that's part of the history and not part of the present or the future. When I talk about the future, one of the things I get, and this is, they said it's an aside, meaning it's not something that's a primary focus or a primary concern, but I feel very strongly that it's something that you're thinking about, and it's about changes or differences that have to come about in your work. I will say this, that any changes you make or any decisions that you make between now and the end of January are going to be very, very solid. I would say that if you're comfortable with what you're doing and you're still doing it at the end of January, or you have not made a commitment to go elsewhere, then I would stay there until the weather becomes hot, which is July,
okay.
August. Okay?
Okay.
Are you about changing jobs?
No, I am not.
Okay.
I'm not.
It could be something within your job then that, you know, and remember what I mentioned, this is an aside. So it's not something that's a primary focus. It would be if you wanted to open a side business on your own,
uh-huh.
something like that.
Uh-huh.
But I will say that the strength with you right now, and this is the word that Spirit asked me to use, is very grounding, meaning that you're not gonna, there's no way you can stumble. Pardon me. That whatever steps you take are going to be well placed, and the future, you know, looks very, very bright. I just feel very comfortable with how things are going. One of the things which I look a little bit over my shoulder to the past with is the consciousness of wanting to improve, if you can, and I'll use that word because that's what Spirit said, on relationship energies around you. And sometimes we're so busy that we can't focus the energy that we want into our relationships. And, you know, afterwards, like, gosh, I wish I would have made time for that. Or, you know, sometimes
right.
those feelings get hurt or whatever. And so I'm thinking that this is a time, a little forbearance, advanced knowledge for you to kind of work your way back to the courtship stage of your relationship and find out what it was about the person that you're involved with that, you know, makes them special. Are you a married person?
No, I am not. I'm single and I'm not dating.
Okay. Well, what that's telling me then is that this is something that's very positive that's coming, because when I talk about relationships, I feel like it's improving. And that to me
okay.
is, you know, that would mean that, you know, it's a funny thing. When I met my wife, I absolutely was not looking. I mean, I wasn't even interested, you know,
mm-hmm.
and thank God I paid attention and listened to, you know, the messages that Spirit gave to me because she actually is my soulmate, and I would have passed it by. So the only thing I'm saying to you is keep an open mind. Believe that, you know, this is something that's going to be positive for you and something that is, they said, far-reaching. Now, far-reaching usually means that it has a lingering positive effect. And, you know, that's kind of what you're looking for. You're looking for something where you can hang your hat on it, where it's going to be something important and yada, yada,
right.
yada. Man, that's really
mm-hmm.
what I think is going on. Do you have any special questions or anything that you'd like to know about?
Yes. I have spirits in my house, and I've been to psychics, and it's been confirmed, and I'm a full believer
okay.
of it. And I know that my mother, when she passed away, that she was here. She has gone to the light, and I have another spirit that is someone that I do not know. I did a cleansing of my house, which
okay.
was recommended from one of the psychics that I had seen,
uh-huh.
and this person will not leave. And
okay.
it's they said that it's a man that came in with negative energy when I in my second marriage, when that family came in. I do not know this man, but he won't leave my house.
Okay.
Can I ever get rid of him?
Yeah. I don't think they're correct about that part of it, you know, because I don't feel that this is I think this is a persistent energy. But generally when you ask a spirit to leave or you command a spirit to leave, particularly when you do a cleansing, and they don't leave. Most of the experiences that I've found, and I would say better than 90%, it's a family member. It could be like a grandfather or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% positive that, you know, I want to believe that this is a guy, because you say it is.
Yes, that's what I was told.
But
bless you.
You are what's called an incarnate spirit. You're a spirit within a physical body, and
uh-huh.
you always have dominion over what's called a discarnate spirit, a spirit without a physical body. And if, does he appear in one special place?
Just here at my house. No, I can a certain smell in my bedroom.
Okay.
It is when I know that he's there, and
yes.
then he'll do things. Like he was kept unlocking my bedroom window.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's just me by myself. The
okay.
toilet seat in my bathroom was left up like a man had used it,
uh-huh.
you know, and there's just no way,
okay.
you know. When my mother's spirit was here, she would do things never to hurt, you know, nothing's ever to hurt anyone.
Right.
You know, but some of the things are scary. When my mother was here, she mostly focused on my daughter, you know, because my daughter is into that too, and she believes in it, and
mm-hmm.
we accept it. You know, we're not afraid, you know,
right.
but
huh?
My mother has gone to the light finally, and she is gone, but they said, you know, she could come back, you know, back and forth, but
yeah.
she finally crossed over. This man, I was told, is somebody that I do not know, and the last psychic that I had seen a few months ago, well, in September, had told me that he's not ever going to leave because he likes my company.
Okay, let's talk about a few things here, and I don't know who you're seeing, okay, so I'm
mm-hmm.
not going
mm-hmm. to... Right.
First of all, when your mother passed,
mm-hmm.
all, because she was so tapped in, almost instantly she was through the light.
Okay.
She can come back and visit you anytime. All you have to do is call to her, visualize her, think about her, and she'll be there with you.
Okay.
So she was all well gone home and, you know, reoriented, reacclimated to her new existence, you know, before you ever even saw her. And I say that with the feeling that you saw her very, very quickly after she passed.
Yes.
And this person that's there, I don't. They say he's never going to leave because he likes your company. He doesn't have that choice. You
okay.
have the jurisdiction to, when you go in there and the window's unlocked or the toilet seat's up, to say, I want you to leave my house. And ask
okay.
your spirit guides, because everybody has five or six guides or guardian angels, whatever you want to call them, that are with you all the time. Just say, I would like you to help get rid of this person from my home. And I would say to him, you make me uncomfortable. I'm not welcome with you here, and I want you to leave. And
okay.
I would say probably if it is somebody that's not family, I don't think you're going to get much resistance. But I still get this feeling of his family. So it could be like a grandparent or...
Okay.
Is your father in spirit or living?
All my family is passed. I'm the only survivor.
Okay. Well, you know, it's kind of the initial blush that I had is that... pardon me. That it's somebody that would be close enough to you, I'll say, to want to eavesdrop or to listen in or to see what's going on, but
mm-hmm.
generally speaking, when those type of spirits are around, they're non-disruptive. Okay, they don't cause problems. And what
right.
I'm seeing here is what I would call a poltergeist, and poltergeist is a term that means playful spirit.
You're the second one to tell me that.
Yeah,
it's a poltergeist.
Yeah,
okay.
And if you're watching TV or movies, you know the term poltergeist becomes a very frightening incident, but
right.
it's not really. It's just a spirit that, for whatever reason,
right.
either doesn't know that they're supposed to cross over or hasn't done so. What I would do is, when I sense his presence around you, speaking for you now, I would kind of visualize a male energy, which may appear as kind of a shadowy figure. Don't worry whether it's light or dark. That means nothing as far as whether it's positive or negative. And visualize the tunnel of light and say, this is where you belong. You need to go to the tunnel of light. And then in your mind, just visualize this person leaving the home and walking into the light, because once they get close to the light, they figure it out. But there are many, many, many spirits that are trapped in the ethers, people that die very suddenly, people who are very earthbound, people that are agnostic that think that you just die and go to ashes and so on and so forth. There's so many that I've come in contact with that I wrote a short story about it in one of my books called Timmy. And Timmy is he's a searcher. He goes and finds these people and leads them to the light. But, you know, it's a very real entity. And, you know, the one thing which you have to understand is he can't do anything physically to harm you. But I believe that if you say, I don't want you here, you have to leave, either he's got to give you a recognition that he's somebody that you know, or, you know, he's got to leave. And, and one of the things that we do in our seances here on Wednesday is we visualize, you know, people like that going to the light. And it works, you know. I mean, I say that all the time, like it's very frivolous, but it truly works. The spirits go away and they don't come back to bother you. Did you sage to cleanse your home?
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. One of the things I want to suggest that you do, go to our website or stop in the store here at mystiqueswest.net. There's a sheet on there called Affirmation for Color Blessings. And what that does is it has four colors, white, pink, blue, and green. White is for cleansing and protection. Pink is for peace and harmony. Blue is for healing, and green is for prosperity. What I recommend people do very much the same way as if you're using sage is you start at the room that's furthest away from the door you normally enter the house with, and you go in that room and you visualize the room being filled with a brilliant fog of perfect white light. Now, I'll say this. If you can visualize every room in your house very clearly from one spot, you can, you know, like sit in the living room and go room to room, and it'll work just as well. But just fill the room with a brilliant fog of white light. The white light is either the universal perfect love or God's perfect love, whichever you wish. Either way is correct. And say, Heavenly Father, I ask that you fill this room with the white light of cleansing and protection. Cleanse it of anything negative that might exist here and protect it against anything it might face. I also ask that the spirit entity that's occupying my house might be asked to leave and go to the light. Then you go to the next room. Same thing over and over and over until you've done every room, closet, basement, everything. And I tell people this, that, you know, do it for 3 or 4 days in a row. But generally, most people find that after the first time they do it, the spirit's gone.
Okay.
And it, you have to understand that this is an intelligent mind. We don't lose our consciousness simply because we pass away. We actually, you know, maintain the same level of consciousness, understanding, personality, et cetera, when we pass away. And so when you're communicating with him, he's going to hear you. And when you say, I don't want you here, then one of two things will happen. Either he'll show himself as a family member or he will leave. And I think that, you know, I'm still kind of feeling like he's going to be a family member, but
Well, I lost my father and my brother, and I was close to both, so it very well could be one of them. But what made me think that maybe it wasn't a family member was because the unlocking of the window was so consistent that it really started scaring me after about the sixth time. You know, I started getting very, very scared. And then I had said, you're scaring me, please stop. And it did stop. But other things went on, you know, then other things would happen. But nothing that scared me. You know, I mean, I'm open with it. I believe in it. It doesn't scare me. It doesn't freak me out. You know, the window did after a while because it was, you know, so consistent. But I mean, I'm okay with it, you know, and as long as I know that they're not going to hurt me.
Well,
you know,
they're not going to hurt you. The question I would ask is, did your brother or your father ever sleep with the window open? You know, that would be one thing.
Right. Okay.
Secondarily, if they did not, did you ever sleep with the window open?
It wasn't that the window was open. It was unlocked.
Right, I understand.
It was unlocked. Right.
Yeah, but to open it, you got to unlock it, you know. And so what I'm suggesting is they may be identifying a pattern of behavior and focusing on that, because you'll notice. And in addition to the white light blessing, what I would do is I would sit in the quiet, and I'd do it one at a time. I'd call to your, you know, your dad first and say, Pop, this is you. Today is December 3rd. It's 8 minutes to two. I need a physical sign from you that it's you that's opening my window or whatever the event is now, so that, you know, he will give you a sign that you'll be able to recognize.
Okay.
Same thing with your brother. But you have to understand that time doesn't exist in the spirit world. So you have to say, 10 minutes to, you know, by midnight on December 4th, I need a sign. And I promise you, he'll give you one. And I don't use the word promise in this work a lot, because it isn't like watching HBO.
It's
more like, you know, watching pay-per-view when you don't have it. But when I talk about them responding and giving you physical signs that you can acknowledge, then I use the word promise, because he will certainly come and give you a sign that it's him.
Okay.
And then you got a blessing. You got somebody, you know, hanging around that's watching over you.
Right.
And, you know, taking care of you and looking at you and all those kind of things. Anything else?
Okay. You said your book, it was called Timmy. The name was Timmy. It was titled Timmy.
It's in a book which is called, it's waiting to be published. It's called Horizontal Rain. It's a really good story.
It's not published yet.
It's not published yet, but if you come in and you ask me real nice, I could give you a copy of it. But it's a mystery. It's not a real life thing. The events that occur in it are what real spirit hunters do. But Timmy, of course, in earth years is a very young child, but in spirit years he's an old spirit. So kind of a fun story to read. So.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any way to communicate with the people that have passed?
Oh, absolutely. We do it every Wednesday night.
Okay.
And we have a seance tonight at 7 o'clock, and we do start promptly at 7.
And where at?
Pardon me?
Where do you do this at?
At Mystiques West, and we're at 36356 Ford Road in Westland.
Okay.
It's halfway between Newburgh and Wayne Road if you're coming from Livonia. I take 275 to Ford Road and go east. You'll go past the old City Hall there, and you, if you look to your left, you'll see our big sign and Jimmy John's sign. And we start promptly at 7 o'clock. It's $10.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, Roger and Lee will be working tonight. I'm off the next 2 weeks because I've got to do this Christmas play. But they will give you a very, very good reading, and Lee is a tremendous spirit medium. So, you know, she may... You know, we don't ever talk about readings or things like that we do, because it's kind of private information. But I would bet that she would be able to come in and you know, give you some information about who this person is without you even asking.
Great.
You know, which would be really, really cool. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks for giving us a call.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, it's... about 5 minutes to the hour. We still have a few minutes left here. If you'd like to get in line for a free reading, give me a call real quick here at 646-378-0378. That's 646-378-0378. A funny thing, I you know, brought this up to think about it, to talk about it today, and didn't get around to it yet, but it's really, really important, because I get a lot of clients that come in who have children who are seeing spirits. And I'm not talking about once in a while. I mean, children that they can identify, I saw grandpa. And, of course, the parents in many cases are like, you couldn't see grandpa. Grandpa died 10 years ago. In some cases, the children see the spirits who passed away before they were even born. And they can identify them. They can talk about what they did for work. They can identify the clothes. They can identify where they live. And in many cases, that just flips people out. It's very normal. And it's certainly not anything to be afraid of. And certainly the youngsters, if you don't tell them that they're not seeing these spirits, they will continue to do this throughout their life. Now, I know when I was younger, I had my first experience when I was 4. And my brother also saw the same spirit I did. And we were both pretty flipped out because we had no idea who it was or what he was doing or anything like that. And so he was much more scared about it than I was. And, of course, he shied away from it. Well, I never did. I thought that perhaps it was something that had to do with religion or something along those lines. And so it kind of stayed in the back of my mind. And in many cases, I would question the people that were in my church and things like that about what I'd seen. And unfortunately, their stock answer, their stock response was, you need to spend more time at the altar, as though what I was doing was something negative. And, of course, you know, that's never the case. The truth is that what I was doing was in keeping with the teachings of the Bible. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul talks about the blessings of a spiritual gift and how important those spiritual gifts are to our lives. And so if you have children that are seeing spirits, you know, please feel free to come in and talk to somebody here. Talk to me if you'd like. I absolutely work Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm generally also here on Tuesdays and Thursdays as well. So you can pretty much catch me anytime. But if you'd like, call and make an appointment. There's no charge for talking about things like that. You know, if you want to find out if you're going to get a new job or if you should start a new relation or something like that, then we have our reading rates, and they're based on time. We have a 15-minute reading for $30, a half-hour reading for $60, and an hour reading for $100. If you're calling us on the phone, it's 15 minutes for $35, half hour for $65, an hour for $110. But if you come in and you want to talk about your son or daughter who is seeing spirits or having spirit activity, no charge for that, because the thing that you've got to be careful about is if you tell the wrong people about it, some people are going to think that you're a neglected parent, or they're going to want to try and take your kid away from you, or they're going to want to put you on drugs or something like that. And none of that, of course, is the case. Your child is just seeing spirits and using his naturally endowed spirit mediumship to do so. So if you have those kind of situations, feel free to give us a call here at Mystiques West at 888-367-8653. That's 888-367-8653. That's a nationwide toll-free number. Unfortunately, if you're living in Hawaii and you listen to me, you got to dial the toll number. But other than that, in the continental U.S. of A., you can call me up at that number, and I'll be happy to give you information or a reading or anything else. So that's an important thing. As we come into the last minutes of our show, I want to remind you of our Swing Into Service dance, which is being held Friday, December 19th at 7 o'clock at the Vista Tech Center at Schoolcraft College in Livonia, Michigan. That's right on Haggerty Road between 6 and 7 Mile Road. Ticket prices for this event are $15, $20 at the door. The Rhythm Society Orchestra is the orchestra that's going to be playing. I promise you, if you go, you will not be disappointed in their music. I'm going just to listen to the music because I can't dance. But I sure do love the music, and, of course, having been around in the late 40s and 50s, you know, that type of music brings me back to my old self. And so if you have questions about the Swing Into Service for Our Soldiers dance put on by Phi Theta Kappa at Schoolcraft College, give me a call here at Mystiques West at 888-367-8653. Don't forget about the Rock and Roll Santa Children's Play, which is held at the Village Theater this coming weekend, opening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 2 and 7 o'clock, and then Sunday at 2 o'clock. The following week, we're at the Inspire Theater in Westland, which is at 5787 Executive Drive in Westland. Thursday night at 7, Friday at 7, Saturday at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2. And don't forget to tell your friends about the Mystiques West Hour, because we'd like to be the fastest-growing radio show and the fastest-growing radio station in Wayne County, the Body, Mind, and Spirit Radio. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next month.